Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 216 for the week of July 11th, 2011. In advertiser news, Heat Bath Corporation, located in Indian Orchard, Massachusetts, has announced the printing of their newly updated metal finishing products brochure. The new brochure includes several new products and revised product information. For more information on this new brochure, please visit Heat Bath's WorldLink listing in the Chemicals Directory. Here are excerpts from the NASF Bulletin for July 2011. Item: in major shift, EPA sidesteps NASF data and seeks air standards up to two-thirds lower than current limits under new hexavalent chromium emissions rule. Until recently, EPA agreed with NASF's analysis that the U.S. finishing industry's risk footprint has shrunk significantly over time and that more stringent air standards for chromium-based processes were unnecessary. NASF took its case to the White House last year to ensure the industry's emissions data were vetted properly for EPA's rewrite of the federal chromium MACT requirements. The industry's environmental performance on average has been so good, however, that the agency changed course this month and is now considering dramatically tighter air emissions standards for the industry. EPA was scheduled to finalize its rule with a no further regulation action to meet a court-ordered deadline this summer. Instead, the agency is delaying the deadline and will reopen the chromium MACT rule and solicit a new round of public comments in the coming months. Item: the European Court of Justice will rule on its pending case regarding the hazard classification of nickel compounds under the current European Classification, Labeling, and Packaging Regulation. The Nickel Institute, an NASF strategic partner, brought the case on legal grounds, focusing on the manner in which the classification procedure was used. The ruling will be issued on July 21st and could have broader implications for the manner in which nickel compounds are treated by global regulatory agencies and by industrial users in the manufacturing supply chain. Item: EPA Superfund mandate for finishing, NASF efforts get reprieve for now. NASF efforts have significantly delayed EPA action on a finishing industry killing regulation under the federal Superfund law. Affected companies would have to show evidence of financial responsibility for potential releases of hazardous substances. Financial assurance mechanisms for potential Superfund liability, which essentially means being able to finance a cleanup, can be very expensive, difficult to obtain for metal finishing operations, and could force many finishing facilities to close, creating the very problem that EPA aims to avoid under the law. EPA originally targeted metal finishing as a specific industry sector for the new Superfund mandate. In response, NASF submitted data on behalf of the industry and held discussions with EPA on several occasions. As a result, the agency removed metal finishing from the list of targeted sectors last year. However, EPA formally listed the entire metal fabrication industry sector as a candidate for the new financial responsibility requirements. Industry discussions with EPA have proceeded, and the agency recently informed NASF it will delay action for the metal fabrication sector for another 2 years, at which time the agency will revisit the issue. Item: NASF and Girl Scouts discuss surface finishing education at SurfIn 2011. The NASF met with the Girl Scouts of Northern Illinois during SurfIn to discuss ways that NASF can help girls learn about chemistry, technology, and environmental science. NASF members in Illinois have already been involved in educating local Girl Scouts about the industry and its role in ensuring safety, security, and quality of life for consumers and citizens. Further discussions will take place over the summer. And for more information on this NASF bulletin, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events for July. On July 14th, the MAMF will have a fishing trip on the Last Lady 2, leaving out of Shark River Inlet in Neptune, New Jersey. And for more information on all upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.